Hi everyone, welcome to Lola's Frugal Life. This is episode number 319, and this is going to be another one of my mini episodes for the summer, which will be occurring during the months of July and August. Every episode during the summer will be a quick 5-minute mini episode. So please stick around for a few quick words from our sponsor and we'll get right into the show. Welcome back to another one of my summer mini episodes. If you haven't heard one of these yet, this summer I'm going to do things a little bit differently, and instead of doing full-length episodes, which actually really aren't that long anyway, my episodes are definitely less than a half hour, usually around 15 to 20 minutes, but to give myself a little bit of a break, I decided to do 5-minute mini episodes over the course of the summer. Just a quick little check-in with whatever happens to be on my mind the day I'm recording these. So the thought that I had today that I wanted to talk about was just kind of encouraging yourself to do the things that you enjoy doing, even if you had a busy day or a busy week, or you feel like you have too much laundry to do or too much cleaning to do, or you know, you really should get this other project done or whatever it is that you need to do. I'm definitely not saying to abandon those things at all times. I mean, obviously we need to keep up on our general chores and work tasks and things like that. But I feel like sometimes we get ourselves into this frame of mind that we're too busy and we have too much to do, and we avoid doing things that we would really enjoy and that really wouldn't have that big of an impact on us getting other things done. You know, if you decide you want to go to the park for the day and you don't get to clean your bathroom that week, like, the world's not going to come to an end. You can give it like a little touch up to get you through the week until you get to do a full thorough cleaning as soon as you can. Like, I feel like we kind of always have this feeling like we have to keep up on everything all the time. And when we have good routines in place, things really aren't usually that bad and they can slide a little bit here and there. And it seems like whenever you have an opportunity to do something and you actually do it, you don't regret it. I mean, of course, unless it's a bad experience, but if it's something that you generally know you like to do, like for example, with me, with going to the barn where my horses are. So there are some times when I had a really long day at work and I'm really tired and maybe it's really hot out or really cold out or whatever the weather is that makes me maybe not feel like going that day. And I'm tempted to just say, you know what, I'm just going to make dinner and stay home tonight. I'll go to the barn tomorrow. But if I push myself to go, or if my sister texts me and says she's going because she has a horse too, and she says, hey, I'm going to the barn, and I get that kind of little extra push from her, or sometimes, like I said, even from myself, to say, no, I'm committed to going, I'm going to go, and I make myself get out the door. Once I get there, I'm so glad that I went, and I never regret that I went. I'm never at the barn thinking like, oh my gosh, I should have stayed home and scrubbed the garbage can or something like that. You know, like there's always so much to do. And those things are what give us energy to get those other things done. Like, those are the things that make us happy. Going to visit someone, like, how many times have you thought about, you know, I should really text this person and see if I can maybe go visit them this weekend? And then you're like, well, I really got a lot of stuff to do. I really should do that project in the yard, or I really should work on the basement. And then you just don't send the text. And then you gave up on maybe a really great time that you may have had if you just took the time to reach out and kind of eased up on yourself a little bit as far as always having to make sure that you're getting all of those other things done. They're always going to be there. You're always going to have a to-do list. It's not like if you say, you know what, I'm not going to do something fun this weekend because I'm just going to get everything done and then I'll have all this free time forever. Those things never go away. Like, you're always going to have projects that you're working on. You're always going to have cleaning to do. You're always going to have laundry to do. And like I said, I'm not trying to say not to do all those things. We obviously need to make time for those things, but I think that sometimes we just build it up in our minds. At least I do. That's why I'm sharing this. There's definitely times where I build up in my mind that I have so much to do that I can't possibly take the time to do these other things, or I just had a really tiring day and I'm ready to just say, maybe not today, maybe we'll do that tomorrow. But if you can just push yourself to take the step to do it, it usually brings you so much happiness, and it just, those are the things that we live for. So I'm just encouraging you to take the extra step, make the plans with someone, push yourself to go do the thing that you wanted to do. And don't always bog yourself down with constantly feeling like you have to be working or getting caught up on something else that's not something that's enjoyable to you. So that's it for my quick 5-minute episode. I hope you enjoyed this, and I hope you have a really great day. So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode. And don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find a blog post for most of my episodes and definitely all of my meal plan episodes at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day.